Okay, today's daf is daf Chaf Beis. We'll start with Chaf Beis and Aleph on the top, but let's just talk for a few moments about something that came up yesterday, because that's the two dafim yesterday and today are connected. So the Gemara here is talking about the first din of the Mishnah, where the Mishnah said, Chomer Bakodesh Vibachuma, one of the 11 Chumras, or 10 Chumras, it's a Machlokas, which we'll see in a minute, one of the Chumras of how you treat Karbanos, Kodesh, and Truma, is that by Kodesh, you're not allowed to be Tovel, to dunk one Kli inside of another Kli, in order to get the inner Kli Tahar. You can't put a Kli Bato Kli inside a Mikvah. While for Truma, that's okay. So the Gemara is trying to discuss, what is the reason that you can't do it by Kodesh? And then the Gemara later on today, Beth Hashem will get to, so then why is it allowed by Truma? But the Gemara yesterday gave two reasons why it's not allowed by Kodesh. That's what today's daf is all about. The machlokas between Rav Ila and Rava. Rav Ila says that the reason that you're not allowed to be tova kli b'to kli is a real chash of chatzitza. We're worried that the inner kli will be a little heavy, and then it will be touching the outer kli when you put it into the mikvah, and therefore there will be a part of the kli, of the both kelim, that aren't touching the mikvah water, because they'll be touching each other. So because of that chash, we're gozer in all cases. So gzeira atu that case. That's Rav Ila's din. Rava says a different reason. Rava says the reason that you can't do it is not because of chatzitza. After all, there's a later din in the Mishnah that discusses chatzitza. So this can't be the previous it can't be about chatzitza. It's basically the whole daf from yesterday. So therefore, the reason is a different reason, says Rava, and that is we're worried gzeira, if you do it kli b'toch kli, you might come to do it a kli b'toch a kli with a tiny opening. Maybe you'll put it in some type of you'll have a needle that's tameh, and you might put the needle into a tube which has a very, very, very small opening. And Rava says, if you put the needle in there and you put it into the mikvah, then even if the mikvah water gets into the tiny kli and it's touching the water in the outer, the regular mikvah, that will not be called a chibur. That will not be called a connection. The two waters will be considered two separate two separate places of water, and therefore it will be not. You won't be in a mikvah. If you have a kli with such a small opening, that's what the Gemara calls on the last line, less than a kushpoferis hanod, less than an opening that you have in a little reed, so then that's not considered a chibur regarding eruv mikvos, where you're trying to connect to mikvos, and gzeira mishum that case, that you might dunk with the outer kli, has such a tiny opening, so therefore they asered being matvil in any type of kli b'to kli. So that was the machlokas from yesterday between Rav Ila and Rava, which the Gemara is going to talk all about today, that machlokas, but just because it came up here, so we can't pass it up, and that is we have this discussion of Eruv Mikvaos. Eruv Mikvaos, yeah, putting together two mikvaos. This is what's known, this principle is used in building modern mikvaos, and that is one of the principles used, and that is the principle of Hashaka. Hashaka means water kissing each other. What does that mean? So we know how do you make a modern mikvah? So the whole thing is made up of rainwater? No, you don't have the whole thing is made up of rainwater. Most of it is tap water. Most of it is sink water. But we know tap water is what's called she'uvin. It's in any water that is drawn, that is not from directly from the ground, but it's in a receptacle, it's in a type of kli, so that makes it she'uvin, that makes it considered drawn, and therefore, if it's in a pipe, if it's in a reservoir, if it's in any of these, it's that already possible. Any tap water that we have is she'uvin, and therefore it would be possible to a rice or a durabanan, which we'll get to in a minute. But either way, so how do you make a kosher mikvah? So one of the ways that we use is hashaka, which means we have a little, but it's covered up, we don't see it, but besides the main area where we go into the mikvah, there is a little hole somewhere on the side of the mikvah, which connects to a smaller receptacle, a smaller place where the rainwater is collected. And because that little place of rainwater is a good little mikvah, is non-she'uvin, and it's constructed in a way, all the bakiyim, there's very few bakiyim. There have to be a baki in Hilchas Mikvahs and in Hilchas Engineering. So to know exactly how to build a mikvah, only very few bakiyim, Hilchas Eirvin and Hilchas Mikvahs, I think are two of the ones that for a few yechidi school in every generation, many of us know like bits and pieces, but to know a whole how to build a mikvah and how to build an eruv, those two are unique areas of halacha where one has to trust the bakiyim. So regarding this, you have a little mikvah area where it's not rainwater, and what we do is we make a little hole in between, and that's called hashaka. You have the two waters kiss, and therefore the whole big thing, wonderful, is called a mikvah. And that's how we kasher our mikvahs. That's based on this principle of hashaka. There are two times when we would use hashaka. shaka. Either, as I just described, you have a shuven problem, you have a tap water problem, or sometimes you also use this type of principle if your mikveh is too small. If you have a mikveh that's less than mem sa'ah, we had it last week, 2 days, I think it was Friday, when you have the holes in the mountain and on the slant, on the slope, and one of them has 20, one of them has 40. So that's another reason why place where hashaka would help. Hashaka helps to be makshu she'uvim, and hashaka helps to be mamale, a mikveh that's considered too small, that's less than mem sa'ah, so you can have them together. But just two or three halachas about she'uvim, about hashaka, and then we will move on. The Rosh Paskins, quoted in Shulchan Aruch, it's been Reish Aleph, all of Hilchas Mikvos are in, right after Hilchas Nida, Simen Reish Aleph in Yaradeya. One Simen with, how many Se'ifim here? 75 Se'ifim. So basically all of Hilchas Mikvos is in one Simen. So the Rosh Paskins, then the Shulchan Aruch quotes it in Simen Nun Beis, let's say you created a Mikvah of Hashaka. You have She'uvit and then you have it connected. Says the Rosh, as long as at one time in history, the hole was there connecting the two, even if it later gets stuffed up, or closed, and they're not connected anymore, the she'uvim is still kosher. She'uvim is still kosher. It's still kosher, because once you've been makshir, the she'uvim, with touching it to the real little rainwater place, so then it's okay. That's what the Shulchan Aruch paskins in Hilchas Mikvos. L'achash desariv ha'psulam ha'kosher, afilu rega, nishar la'olam behechsheira, afilu nista manekav achar kach. The Taz, though, points out, and the other Nosekalim, this only works when we're kashering she'uvim, not when we're kashering less than mem sa'ah. Less than mem sa'ah, if it's too small, it's got to always be connected. Because she'uvim is less of a problem, as we'll see in a minute. Number one. Number two, a second point is, it comes up right here, on this big tosfos from the bottom of the Amid yesterday, Chaf Aleph Mabez. We say that the hole has to be the size of Kishvoferes Hanod. Does that mean, Machlokas Rabbeinu Tam and the Ri, in this tosfos, does that mean that the hole itself has to be that size, but the flow of water going through doesn't have to be that size? You just have to have that size, but in other words, the hole could be towards the top of the water level. So you don't have to have the water level flowing through the entire hole, or the rehold, that no. When it says Kishvaveris, I know the whole hole has to be covered in water. The hole has to be full of water, meaning the hole has to be less than the water level. And that's it. When do you build a hole? By mikvos. That's a machlokas between the Ri and Rabbeinu Tam. And we again, I think, try to be machmer, but that is the Ri and Rabbeinu Tam. I think most told. If you look in the mikvah books, the holes are drawn lower than the levels, that the whole hole is always filled up. Number two and number three, and then we'll move on. Number three is that same Shulchan Aruch in the one sif right after that in Simen Nun, Sif Nun Gimel, the Shulchan Aruch paskins that this whole idea of having a Kishveris Hanod, that size hole, is only when you are trying to fill it from Mem Sa'ah. It's not Mem Sa'ah. But the Shulchan Aruch paskins that the Psul of She'uvim is only Dirabanan, and because the meaning Daraisa, Mem She'uvim wouldn't pasul, so because it's only Dirabanan, the Shulchan Aruch says the hole only has to be a tiny size, like a Chuta Saira. Very tiny hole. You don't need this whole idea of Shofaris Hanod. And the Ramah is Machmir. The Ramah is Machmir, and that's what he says, V'chein Roy Lahoros, that no, even when there's Mayim She'uvim, with Choshesh for the Rishonim that say that She'uvim is a Psul Dir Oraisa, and therefore the Ramah paskins that the hole should be Kishvaferis Hanod, which is a little larger, even by the Psul of She'uvim. Again, if you want more... You want more and exact dimensions and pictures, Rabbi Chaim Jachter has it in his Gray Matter Volume 2. He has a couple of articles in a row on the psul of on all of these measurements. How much is Shfarveres Hanod? He quotes Machlokas, whether Rav Chaim Noah would say it's 1.5 inches to Rav Moshe holds more like 3 inches. Quotes all the Halacha L'maisa dimensions. Okay, so again, we have Machlokas between Rav Ila and Rava. What is the reason you can't be Tovel a Kli B'Tov Kli for Kodesh? Rav Ila says, because you're worried about Chatzitz, so the inside Kli is going to be too heavy, it's going to be touching the outer Kli. And Rava says, no, we're worried that you're going to be Tovelit in the outer Kli with a tiny opening, and therefore the waters wouldn't be connected in that case. So I'll do that case, your goes are all cases. Savralaha. So now, first line. Savralaha to Amar of Nachman Amar Rav Baravua Yiralav Milo Shanukan Rava. The second sheet that we just had must hold like Rava Baravua. Why? Because he says that there are 11 milos listed on our Mishnah, and if you do the math, there are 11, but only if you consider two of the each one of them as a separate one. As we said yesterday, Rav Ila holds that two of them are Mishum Chatzitza. And if there are two Mishum Chatzitza, you'd only have 10 on the list, not 11. So the fact that there are 11 here, that must be the Shita of Rava. That there's only one Halacha Mishum Chatzitza, that's the later Halacha. That's why you have to dry your hands before one dunks them. So that is why we prove that Rava is the one that says that there's 11 in the Mishnah. Sheish Rishonos, Bein LaKodesh, Bein Lechulin Shanasar, Altaras HaKodesh. And the Mishnah just says that the Gemara says that the first six are for either Kodesh or even for Chulin that you treat like Kodesh. Achronos la Kodesh, Avalolo Chulin Shanasar, Altaras HaKodesh. But the last five are only for Kodesh, but you don't have to be Machmer so far to treat your Chulin that you treat it as Kodesh. You don't have to go that far and have these Chumras by the Chulin Shanasar, Altaras HaKodesh. The first few came up a little bit yesterday also, have to do with real Chashos of Tumah, and the last ones are just Chumras of Milos. Okay, period. So ask the Gemara. Ma'ika bein Rava lo Rebbe Ila. Is there any nafkaminas between the reasons? Right, Lamaisa, they both agree you cannot be tovel a kli betol kli. So is there any nafkamina between the reasons of them? Ike bein Ayo says, yeah. Says the Gemara, yeah, I can come up with a nafkamina. Sal v'gargustini, shemilan mayim v'hit bilan. Let's say the outer kli that you are using is tremendous. It's huge. Huge basket, or a huge agargustini. Rashi explains they used to let the wine drain in these big baskets. It was mistani biyori labar. So it was some type of huge receptacle. So says the Gemara. So that's the nafkamina. And you put your little kalem into this, and you put that whole thing into the mikvah. Lamanda amar mishum chatzitza ika. According to the manda amar, according to Rav Ila, who says the issue of kli b'tokli is chatzitza. So here too, you have to be worried about chatzitza. You know, if you're allowed to do this, you might come to put a heavier kli inside a heavier kli inside a kli, and then it'll create chatzitza because the kalem will be touching when it goes in. But Lamanda Amar Mishem Gzeira Shemayato Machtan Vitsinorios Bakli Shame Bapivka Shafaris Anod. But according to the reason of Rava that you worried about the case where you might put the kalem inside a kli with a tiny opening, this case would be mutter. Salva Gargustini by these huge kalim, She'ein b'fiyim kishfaferis hanod, it's not shayach to say that you have these types of kalim with tiny openings. These are huge. So it's not in the same category. So therefore, Lekka, it would be mutter. It would be mutter in this case. So what's the question going to be? Don't we say gzera? And therefore, usually by gzera, we have the concept of low plug. Don't we have the concept of low plug? So what do you mean? A kli is a kli. You can't do it just because the reason doesn't apply in this case. So don't we have that? So the Turei Evan is bothered by that. So he says, this is min b'she'eino mino. This type of kli is it's not just kalim. If it's a totally different category of kli, he says that it's not even considered in the low plug. And this is probably what the Tosas Rid is bothered by. The Tosas Rid doesn't ask the question, but he just explains Pirish. What does the Gemara mean? The Gzeira was only by Kalim, whose top is narrower than its bottom. But if you have a kli that is straight, it's the same exact size, that's a totally different category of kli. So again, he doesn't answer the question, but l'chora, that's what he's trying to answer. Because that's an obvious question in this Gemara. You know, don't we say low plug, even if the reason doesn't apply? So says the Tosas Rid, here, Pirish, Hasalvar Gergustin, Ekachim Rechavim Befiem, Kamoshin Rechavim Beshuleyem, Hilgach Lechen Lemigzer Bohen, Avashar Kalem Shepien, Sar Yoser Mishuleyen. So then, that's a Xeris. That's what he seems to say, that those Kalim are of a different category, and therefore, they wouldn't be included in the Gzeir. Tosfos, on the top Tosfos, asks, I could come up with another nafkamina between them. Why did the Gemara give this one? Tosfos says, what about where the outer kli is tameh? What if the outer kli is tameh and you're being tovel the outer kli? So, according to the first opinion that you cannot be called a tovel kli b'tol kli because of chatzitza, so it's a problem, because the inside of the outer kli is going to be touching, that's an issue of chatzitza. But according to the Manda Amar, that you're worried that you're going to put it inside a kli with a tiny opening, so this should be mutter, because the outer kli not putting inside anything. That's Tosa's question. Kashi lamori, yigimena tuva, kli chitzon shkisha hitbil kli b'tol kli. Right, so if the outer one, Tosva says, I think that we're not talking about a case where the outer kli is tameh, that's why he didn't give enough kamina. But he notes that according to Rashi, seems to be like the 10th skinny line, you Rashi Mefarish, Rashi seems to say that we are talking about a case even where the outer kli is tameh. So again, why didn't the Gemara give this nafkamina? That the outer kli is tameh, or be told the outer kli, according to Rav, it should be fine, Rav Ela, no good. So Tosva's answer is an important yesod. Ela, This is the last three lines of Tosfos. Koach dehetera adiflei de ashkach af bepnimis salka tefila. If the Gemara has two heterim that it could give, but one's more mutter than the other one, I could even come up with a case where the inner one is going to be mutter, according to the second shita. According to this daf committee that Tosfos suggests, only the outer one's going to be mutter. So that's why I would want to say the one that the Gemara says. It's an amazing application of Koach Tehatera. Usually we had at the beginning of Maseches Beitzah, Koach Tehatera means, you want to tell me the shita that says Aser or the shita that says Mutter. If you have a choice, they're both Mechudish, so tell me the shita that says Mutter, if you have a choice. Tosfos now is saying, if you have two Heterim to tell me, but you could tell me a greater Heter and a lesser Heter, so Koach Tehatera Adif, it's more of a Chiddush to tell me the greater Heter, and that is why the Gemara is set, picks the Nafka Mina, that it does. That's not the same exact application that the Gemara uses, a Koach Tehatera, but it just says the greater Heter more than the lesser Heter. I didn't see anyone point it out, but I think also that could be this Gemara might be a kasha, might be, but it's probably, I'm sure it has an answer, to a question that we've dealt with before, and that is the Tzlach's explanation of Koach Tehatera Adif. We mentioned Rashi in Beis Adach Beis, by Beis and Beis, Rashi says, why Koach Tehatera Adif? Tov lo lahashmienu Koach Divri Hamatir. Why is it better to know the Divri Hamatir? Shehu somech al shmuaso. If somebody says het mutter, it must be that he knows the halacha. It must be that he's sure of himself. The Eno Yari Lahatir, he doesn't fear. If you get a chumer from somebody, you don't always know if they really know the halacha or they're just, oh, I'm not sure. Okay, be machmir. Anybody can be machmir, says Rashi. Avakocha Osrim, Ainaraya, Shako Yuchol Lahachmir, Vafilu Bidvar HaMutter. That is Shitas Rashi. The Tzlach there goes a little deeper, gives a little different interpretation. You know, the Behuda there says, why do you say Koch Tehetera Adif? Because what would you have said otherwise? You would have otherwise had to be machmir because you don't know. So that's why Koach Tehatera Adif is a chiddush because you would have otherwise been machmir. But he says, therefore, this principle only applies by dinim daraisa. Because that's where you would have said, Savik daraisa lechumra. You wouldn't have known you have to be machmir, and therefore the Koach Tehatera is a chiddush. But if you'd be talking about a din darabanan, and therefore, if you wouldn't know the halacha, you would say koach de isura. You would go lakula. So you're about lakula. Therefore, I would say koach de isura adif, because that would be the chiddush what I wouldn't have done without knowing anything else. That's the slash chiddush there. That this principle of koach de isura adif only applies by dinim daraisa, not by derabanans. He says muksa is an exception. That gemara over there, because muksa is a kein daraisa. But here, lachor, we're talking about a derabanan. Tosfos is application. Okay, it's not a kasha no bihuda except from Tosfos. Right? So Tosfos is applying Koach Tehatera within an Gzeira Derabanan. Within a Gzeira Derabanan, he's saying which chiddush of the Gzeira Derabanan, which nafkamina should I say that I'm allowed to do this? So it seems to be in the world of Derabanan, which might smack a little bit against that Noda Behuda, who says the principle is limited to Dinim Daraisa. Again, it's not a Gemara against, it's a Tosfos, so you can say that there might be other answers to that to the question of Tosfos. Okay. Let's continue. Says the Gemara, the Azda Rava Lataime. Rava, who says the second Shita, that you're worried about Shema Yathbil Machtim Vesinoros, in the Kli with a tiny opening, he goes, L'shita so, Diyama Rava, because we have a Shita that quotes this Nafkamina Beferish, in the name of Rava. Diyama Rava, Salva Gargustani Shemilan Kalim. They hit Bilan to Horim. You have these huge Kalim that you filled with other Kalim, and you're Matha them to Horim, right? So Haraya, that Rava allows it because of his reasoning. The Gemara continues, though. Rava continues, Umikva shechilku besalva gargustini. If you have a big mikvah that's the size of memsah, proper mikvah, and you put one of these baskets right in the middle, and you split the mikvah with one of these baskets, so then atovel shamlo also la tefila. So then, if you go to one side and you go into the mikvah on one side, it's not a good tefila because this sal gargustini have been mafsik. It's separated. That was two different mikvahs that they each don't have the requisite shear. So then, it's not considered a tefila. You might say, but what do you mean? A basket isn't totally closed. You know, water seeps in. Water seeps in between the wicker, whatever it's called, in between the pieces. So why is it not a good tefillah? Isn't there seepage? Says the Gemara, no. The ha'ara kula chalchuli mechalchala. Think about the ground. They didn't have cement mikvahs in the olden days. They built a hole. They dug a hole and had a mikvah in the hole. They let it fill with rainwater. So we need memsah in that mikvah. Why don't you say that there's seepage throughout the ground in the whole world? Somewhere this connects to the ocean. So there's seepage from here to everything underground. So the ara is chalchuli mechalchol, the seepage. Ubeinan diga memsa v'vakam echad, but still you need memsa in one spot. So therefore, says Rava, that's why if you put this basket in between and split the mikvah, you would say that it wouldn't be good. Period. There's a discussion in the Rishonim. Tosfos in Nazir discusses, we know, we mentioned on, I think it was on Friday, that there are two ways that one could be tovel. There's something called a mikvah and something called a ma'ayan. Mikvah is the rainwater collection. It has to be still, stationary. You can't be running. While ma'ayan, it has an underground source of water, and that could be running. That could be zochlin. And there are a couple other differences. Even if there's a change of color by zochlin, it's okay. By mikvah, you can't have the change of color in the water. A couple of differences the Mishnayos and Mikvah say. Does ma'ayan have a shear? You need a shear for ma'ayan. So we thought, up until now, we thought, no. There are some Rishonim that say, at least on a Durabanan level, that Ma'ayan also has a shear of Memsa'ah, and one of their rayas is this Gemara that we just read. Because here we're talking about in the ground. Talking about in the ground, the mikvahs aren't always, so it doesn't seem to be mechalik here between mikvah and Ma'ayan. It's not a foolproof raya, but here it's talking about something in the ground and still discussing Memsa'ah. So that's why Tosfos in Nazir and Daf Chavches says that even Ma'ayan requires Mem Sa'ah. This is Tosfos Ashita, this is Rashi Sita Sita B also, and the Rambam and the Raavad are both Mekel. That no, only Mikvah needs Mem Sa'ah, not Ma'ayan. If you look in the Shulchan Aruch is Machmir. Shulchan Aruch, the beginning of Hilchas Mikvos. Shulchan Aruch, the first Sif, in the Sif and Reish Aleph, if you want to learn Hilchas Mikvos, you're not going to have to go too far to get to this one. You're going to have to go to the 75th one. Number one, Ein Ha'isha Ola Mitumasa Berachitza B'merachatz. A woman does not become tar by going in the shower. The afilu alu alah kol meimos sheba olam adayin hi betumasa v'chayavan alah hakares achatitva kol gufa b'basachas until she goes in at once b'mei mikva o mayan sheyish b'hem memsa'a. Mikva or mayan that has memsa'a. V'shiur, and he quotes what memsa'a is. See, possible like that tosas, that chumra, that even mayan is memsa'a. The gra here notes that many other Rishonim are mekel. That and he defends those Rishonim against the sources that were brought against them to show that no, Ma'ayan is a totally different type of tahara. Again, in Lumdis, there's a lot of discussion in the Achronim about the difference between Ma'ayan and Mikvah, but that's one point that comes out of this law. Period. Vayter, by the little gimel. Vahani mili.
The Galsha Nitlash.
So Galsha Nitlash, you need our Bamsah. So that's Ma'ayan, right? You need my Memsah B'makam Echad, right? That might be another Raya, in a Chinami. Okay. If it's touching, so maybe it has to be touching so that it's connected. So that it's, maybe that's to make it connect, considered a Ma'ayan. I don't know if that's to have the shear. It can't be in the air, but is that gzeir? Right. Okay, so, well, I have to relate it to that Gemara that we had. V'hani milibikli tar. So, limitation in everything that we've said so far. When do we say that there's a problem of kli betoch kli according to Rava because you're worried about these tiny kalim? In other words, when do we say that putting it, let's say, forget the gzera, let's say you actually put it in the kli with a tiny opening. That's only a problem if the outer kli is tahar and you're only trying to be tovel the inner kli. V'hani mili b'chli tahar. Ava b'chli tamei. Let's say you're trying to be tovel the outer kli. The outer kli is tamei. And you're trying to be tovel it, so then we have a migu. Migu, de salka, tfilo, lekule gufi de mana, salka, lehunami, lekelem de ispe. Since water has to go inside this kli with a tiny opening, and it's going to work if you put it all in, you allow water to get in, it's going to be considered okay because most of the water is around the outside, and the water gets in, Rashi explains. So once we will allow the outer kli to become tar, so we have the principle a few times in different places, that's once, and since this is tar, that's tahar. Since the outer kli is becoming tahar, so too we will allow the inner kli to become tahar as well. Ditznan, as the Mishnah says in Mikvos, Kalim Shemilan Kalim Vihitbilan Habe Elu Tahorim. Kalim Kli Betokli is tahar. Right? There's no limitations of a Salon of Gargustani. So you see, Rav interprets that to mean, because in a case where the outer one is becoming tar as well, so the inner one will allow it to become tar also. The imlo taval, and Lo taval, what does that mean? That's going to be the problem. What does that mean? We will interpret it to mean in a minute. If the outer one did not require tefillah, ma'im ha'mu'uravim ha'shiyu mu'uravim kushal feres ha'no. You need a larger opening, the size of the hole in a reed. Let's just finish for a minute. Ma'ik amar ve'im lo taval. What does that line mean in the Mishnah? Ve'im lo taval, hachik amar. It means as follows. Ve'im eino tsarich lahat bilo. If it did, the outer one does not need to be nitval, it's tahar. So then you would need the larger hole. But Rava uses this Mishnah as a raya, that the Gemara uses it, that if the outer one is also becoming tahar, it's tameh becoming tahar, then once the tahara works for the outer kli, so too it works for the inner kli. Again, what's a svara for a migu? Once you have the koach atara working in a case, or is it an umdana? Again, that is the migu that that the Gemara uses. The Gemara is not suggesting, that's just, no, this line of the Gemara is saying even the inner one is tahar. Even the inner one is tahar. So the Gemara Nafkamini told us to suggest it is just, what about just the outer one? Just the outer one. This is the, even the inner one is tahar. There is the Mishnah Achrona, the great Mefarshim on Mishnayis, again, he's a wonderful lumdus, Mishnah Achrona on Mikvos, and this Mishnah quoted, asked, what did we just say? Once the outer one becomes tahar, so to the inner one. What if you're trying to be tovel both of them, but for some technical reason the outer one didn't work, it didn't become tahar? You forgot to take the sticker off the outer one. Or some other technical problem of that the outer one did not become tahar. Is the migu because the outer one became tahar, therefore the inner one becomes tahar? Or is it that because you were trying to be mitar the outer one? Is that enough for the migu? So he has that suffix. V'tzarech inim akli tamei v'tzarech tvila el shenimsa alav davar chotzeis. Oh, she tavlu l'truma v'lonis kavin l'shem truma t'lo asa tvila l'chitzon. Do you say mi amrina kivin t'lo tar achitzon gam mashe besocho lo tar d'lek amigo? Or do we say no kivin shakli tamei and it needed tvila even though it didn't work, it's okay? So he's no telekula that it goes by the possibility of its becoming tar, that's enough for the migu to work. You don't actually need the tara to take place. That's his natiya. Yeah. Had it. That's what Yisrael just asked. Tosfos was dealing with just the issue of the outer one. This Gemara is saying even the inner one. Even the inner one is becoming tar. Okay. Period. Where are we up to? The ha, now we go find it. The Rav, the Ravila Tanoihi. This machlokas between Rav and Ravila, which we said has an afgamina of the Salam Gargustini, is really machlokas, this machlokas amaraim, is really machlokas tanoim. The Tanya Salva Gargustini, Shemilam Kelam Beitvilam Beilam Kodesh Beilam Truma, Tahorin, Abashal Omer, Lachuma, Valola Kodesh. It would be for Truma and not for Kodesh. Period. So it's a machlokas. It's even a machlokas tanoim. Tosus just points out, the Achronim deal with the question, we're not, the little tiny Tosus, Dibur Maschel Abba. He wonders, he says, it's amazing Gzeira. The Gzeira is saying that the Tfila is no good even to the Evan? It says it, right? It said the question, Lachuma Valola Kodesh. So Tosus just wonders, Sarach Ian. A Gzeira, you can say, don't do this, but to say that it didn't even work with the Eved? So you're not supposed to do it in a Siddur Abana to be told about something, because you might have to do something else. But once you did it, the Chacham had the power to say it didn't work? The Tara didn't work? Isn't Tara Mitzias? It's not like there's a shofar on Shabbos. Chazal could be Mevatel, the mitzvah d'araisa of shofar. That might not be a Mitzias, that might be a halacha, to hear a mitzvah shal shofar, and it's not a mitzvah if it's not. But Tara, isn't Tara going into a mikvah? So Tosfos just wonders, Sarach Ian, how Chazal have the power to say that a minat Torah tefillah midah rice 100% is no good b'di'evit. Okay, Tosfos just wonders, but Achronim deal with it.
What is the
toelis
of letting us know that
there's also machlokas? What is the toelis? No, it gives significance to each shita. It's a general, whenever you have machlokas amaram, you can say it's machlokas amaram, it gives significance to each of the shitas. Based on elu v'elu, especially if you say that the stimas, the Chasimas Hamishna was a certain stage in the Misora. So if you connect both of these sheets to the Zvana Tanoim, it's already saying that each one of them has a little more significance. Okay, let's continue. Ihachi Truma Nami. So now we get back to the question that we've been waiting for. If you say that this is a problem, whether it's a chatitza problem or a gzeira because of the tiny little openings in the kalim. So if it's a problem, so why do we allow it for kodesh and don't allow it for kodesh and we do allow it for truma? If you're tola for truma, we don't have this gzeira. Why not? So the Gemara says, Laman kamrin and chaverim. Chaver made the yadi. Who's going to ask these shilas? Who's dealing with kachim and truma? Only tell me the chachamim. So they'll know. They'll know not to put a heavy kalim inside. They'll know not. They won't make such mistakes. Ask Gemara, Ihachi Kodesh Dami. Obvious question. So therefore, by Karbanis too, they won't make the mistake. So why are we machmir by Kachim? So no. Chazi le'ama aretz v'azlam atvil. We're worried about Marisayin. We're worried about an ama aretz seeing a Talmud Chacham be tova l'kli b'tel kli. And he's going to say, hey, you could do that? I'm going to do it too. And he won't realize that he'll put a heavy kli inside and therefore there'll be a chatzisa issue. Or the other problem. So Gemara says, Truma nami chazi l'ama aretz v'azlam atvil. So by Truma too, you should say there's a Marisayin problem. Again, what's the difference? No, we just won't accept their truma. We won't accept their truma because we'll be choshes at his tummy. So kodesh dami lo nekabel minayu. So don't accept their karbanis. Again, what's the difference between kodesh and truma? Hav yilei eva. No, if you don't accept their karbanis, they're going to be very upset. It's going to create friction between the Talmud Chacham and the Ami Haaretz. So you have to accept their karbanis. So truma nami hav yilei eva. So what about truma? Right, if you say you don't want their truma, the Gemara says no. The truma has a they can give truma to others also. Lo ichbas lei to azul yavli lekoyin amaretz chavrei. He'll go. He has kahanim friends that are ami haaretz. Karbanis, there's no other choice. Where are you going to give the carbon to? Got to give it to the base of Migdash. But when it comes to or to kohanim who work in the base of Migdash, but a kohen amaretz chavrei he'll find to give truma to. So lemaisa, just take it a step back. In the Mishnah, why do we have these zeris by Kodesh and not by Truma? Because it's a Maris Ayin issue and we're worried by Truma, we're not worried by Truma because we're not going to take their Truma anyway. So let them make mistakes. Who cares? But by Kodesh, we're going to accept their Karbanis and therefore we are worried. Umatana Dechayish Le'eva, the Gemara, before we continue our discussion here, though as a little side discussion, who is the one that's Choshesh for Eva, worried about friction, which is a huge topic. We're not going to do it today. Eva comes up all the time in terms of Chilul Shabbos for non-Jews, including many, many different areas of Eva, both within the Jewish community and Bein Yisrael Amim. So who is Choshesh for Eva? Rabbi Yossi, it's Rabbi Yossi, Tanya Amar Rabbi Yossi, B'bnei Maha, Kol Ne'amanim, Altaris Yain V'Shem, and Kol Yemos Hashana. Why do we say that anybody is believed to give wine and oil to the Beis HaMikdash the whole year? Wine for Nesachim, oil for the Karbanos Mincha. So why do we say that? So that people don't go build their own bamis, their own private Karbanos, Mizbechos, Visari Paradum La'atzmo, and burn their own Paradumas. We don't want people to start their own Batei Mikdash. So we accept at least wine and oil. We accept, if they say it's Tahar, we accept it from them. What's that second line about the Paraduma doing there? Just a sorry, build their own Bama. What's the Paraduma? Tori Evan says doesn't really have anything to do with here. Just thrown in because that's the phrase from other context. Others say it, so the Tosfos Yontif says no, it is because you can't. They know that you can't bring a carbon unless you're tahar. So they'll also go try to get their own paraduma in order to have tahara and in order to then to have the mizbeach. So one might say either way it means to cause friction. Amar of Papa, continuing, Kaman Makablina Haidna Sahadusa Miyame Haaretz. According to who do we accept Aedis from Anama Aretz nowadays? Kaman Kurabiosi. Like Rabbi Yossi, again, who's Choshesh La'eva, and therefore we have to accept. Period. Okay, next section. V'nechush L'she'eila. What did we just say? We said that you have such a gzeira by Kodesh, not by Truma, because by Truma, don't worry about it, you're not going to take this Truma anyway. But maybe you'll borrow his Kalim. Maybe you'll borrow his Kalim for Truma. So aren't we worried about She'ela, that you're going to borrow the Kalim? So you don't want to accept his Truma itself, but what about it, the Kalim of his? And they might be Tame for Truma, because he might have dunked this Kli B'tol Kli in a heavy Kli, and it might not be good for you. So aren't we Choshes for She'ela? So we're about to have 25 line Mishnah and Brisa quoted, which is quoted here, all for the one of the lines inside of this discussion, quotes that we do borrow Kalim from Ami Haaretz. That's the whole thing we're going to try to prove. Okay, we're going to get to the question finally on the 15th line on Amud Beis. So, got to hang in there for just a Mishnah and a Braisa, and then everything here is about to prove V'nechush L'She'ela. Ditznan, the Mishnah says also in Maseches Kelim, K'lcheres Matzel Al HaKol, Divrei Beis Hillel. We know there's a principle of Tumas Ohel. If a dead body is in a house, in a room, with everything, with other items, so everything becomes Tamei, we shum that dead body. But the Torah describes that there's an exception to the rule. If there is a Kli Cheres, an earthenware Kli, which is not Mitamei, it does not become Tamei from the outside. Everything else becomes Tamei. If something touches the outside of a Kli, the whole Kli becomes Tamei. A Kli Cheres is only Mitamei Mitocho. Only if a sheretz hangs inside the kli cheretz. Something goes inside. Why? The Bali Machshava say, because a kli cheretz has no value, except it's inside. The material is dirt. It's nothing. So only the inside. That's why klicheres is only mitami migaba from the inside. So the halacha is, it's din to araisa. If a klicheres is in an ohel hameis, and it is totally sealed, it's closed, it has a seal in it, then things inside that klicheres is to artahar. That's the halacha of tzamid pasil. Tzamid pasil is a din to araisa, that if even though everything in the ohel is tamei, including, let's say you have a metal kli that's totally sealed. The metal kli itself is tamei. Everything inside is tamei also. Dafka by kli cheres, you have the halacha of tzamid pasil, that if it's closed up, if it's sealed up, then things inside that kli cheres, just like the kli cheres is tahar, so too, the things inside the kli cheres is tahar. That's one way, that's one tzamid pasil. The other nafka mina, Rashi here quotes both, let's say you have a dead body on the first floor. And the second floor, you have a hole, you have a skylight, which without the window, without the glass, you have a skylight going up to the second floor, and somebody's on the second floor. Does the tumah go through to the second floor? So usually it does. But what happens if you have a kli cheres that's stuffing up the hole? You have a kli cheres that's in between, that's blocking in between the first and second floor. Again, that's the halacha of tzamid pasil, and that's chotzeis b'fnei tumah. And whoever's on top is not tumah. So with that background of tzamid pasil, we can understand the following Mishnah. The tzamid, I think so, yeah. Because else the tumah will go through there. The tzamid pasul also has to be of cheres. Because if anything is tumah, then it could go right through the walls. Because the walls are tumah, it goes right through. Says the Mishnah, kli cheres matzal ala kol devar beis hillel. Beis hillel says, as we just described, a kli cheres saves a tumah from anything inside of it. Beis hillel says, no matter what's inside this kli, or what's on top of this second floor, is tahar. Beis Shammai limits it. Beis Shammai omrim, no. Eino matzil ela al ochlim va al mashkim va al kli cheres. Beis Shammai says, no, you know what's protected by the kli cheres? Only foods and drinks and kli cheres, which is to put in brackets, items that cannot become tahar if they became tamei. Right, that's Beis Shammai's the common denominator between these items, which we're going to see in a minute. So Beis Shammai says, no, the only things that are tahar are foods, drinks, and kli cheres. Amru lehem Beis Hillel Beis Shammai b'pnei ma. Why? Why do you have such a limit? Amru Beis Shammai b'pnei shu tamei al gabi am ha'aretz ve'in kli tamei chotzeitz. Beis Shammai says, because this kli cheres has a very good chance that it's tamei too, if it's a kli of an am ha'aretz. A kli cheres can become tamei if it hangs something inside. So who says this kli cheres is tar? So it's a very good chance this kli cheres is tamei. So Amru lehem Beis Hillel. Beis Hillel says, what, you really choshish for that? So everything should be tamei. But lo tihartem ochlo mamashkim shebesochos. Why is anything tahar inside of it? If you're choshish that this is tamei, and something that's tamei cannot prevent tumah from going through it, so why do you have splits? Amru lehem Beis Shammai, kishetiharnu ochlunu mashkim shebesocho. If you say the foods are tahar, la'atzmo tiharnu. So fine, why do you say that? Because they're going to eat it. So what's the big deal? So we're not getting it, so tell them it's tahar. Avol nitar es akli shetiharto l'chav alo. Rhetorical question. But the kalim inside of it, that's for me and you, says Beis Shammai. In other words, we might borrow it. That's the whole proof. So we might borrow it, so that's why you have to treat the kalim as, you have to treat the kalim inside as tameh. Only the foods, which you're not going to take part in anyway. So that, by the way, is already our proof that we do borrow kalim from Ami Haaretz. But before we get back to the question, we have another 15-line brisa that deals with this machlokes, Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Tanya says the brisa, I'm Reb Yoshua, boshni midivreichem Beis Shammai. I'm embarrassed about you, Beis Shammai, how you said such a shita. Efshar, is it possible? Isha lasha ba'areva, isha ba'areva tmei and shiva, ubatik tahar? Imagine the case, a woman's kneading dough upstairs, and the mesa's downstairs. You have these klicheres in the middle. So according to you, Beis Shammai, the woman is tamei. The kalim that she's baking in are tamei. And the dough is tahar. That doesn't make sense. What, tamei, tahar? Or, lugin male mashkin, you have barrels full of liquid. Lugin tamei to mashiva. Umashkin tahorin. So again, the bottles are tamei. The drink is tar. And there's a shchilukim. Nitvalo tamei dechon mitamei de Beis Shammai. A talmid of Beis Shammai was walking by. Amar lo. Omar l'chataymish al Beis Shammai. You want to know the shita? You're upset. You're saying, boshni. Should I tell you? Amar lo. Amar. Yeah, tell me. What's Beis Shammai shita? Amar lo. Kli tamei chotzeis ameinu chotzeis. Listen, Rabbi Yeshua, is a kli tamei, does it prevent tumah from going through or not? So I'm like, it doesn't prevent tumah. Kli shel ha'aretz tamei yatahar. A kli of an ha'aretz, is it tamei or is it tahar? Answer the question, Rabbi Yeshua. Amar lo tamei, says it's tamei. So, v'imata omer lo, so now the Talmud finishes up. V'imata omer lo tamei klo mashgiach alecha. So basically you're dealing with tamei kelim, which are not chotzeis b'fnei tumah. So what are you going to tell him? Everything's tamei? So he's going to look at you, he's going to leave. What does he care? What does he, if you just don't give him any options, everything's tamei. Then he just forget it all. If you at least tell him that what he has the possibility of toveling is tamei, then he might listen. Because if you tell him a kli charis is tamei, he's not going to listen to you because you can't be matara kli charis. So at least tell him that the kalim that he can be tovel are tamei. You give some type of limited psak, so then he'll listen to you. So that's why food and drinks and kli charis cannot become tar. Once they're tamei, they're tamei. Kli charis, you have to break. You have to go back to the kalim and break it and remake it. But a metal kli, dunk it in mikvah. Any other types of kalim, a wooden kli, other types of kalim, you could be mitar them. That was the sheet of Beis Shammai. If you just say everything's tamei, then also say, okay, forget it. Everything's tamei, I lose. But if you just tell him the items that he can be mitaher are tamei, so then he will listen. That's what Rashi says in the fourth wide line on top. That's what he said, the things that you don't have a choice. Then he just says tar, because mimashach. What, he's going to listen? He's going to do anything? So that's what the Talmud answer of Yeshua. V'lo od. Also, again, emphasizing. El Shema Tov Merlo Tame. If you just tell him everything's Tame, he'll just scream back at you. Omer Lecha Shalitar V'Shalcha Tame. What are you? You're Tame, not Tar. I'll just scream back at you. I won't listen to you. V'zeo Tame Shal Beis Shammai. That is the Sfar for Beis Shammai. Miyad, once Rabbi Yeshua heard that, he had much regret on how he talked about Beis Shammai. Halach Rabbi Yeshua V'Nishtadech Al Kivrei Beis Shammai. He went and spread himself out on the kever of Beis Shammai. Omar na nesi lochem aswas Beis Shammai. I'm very upset. I'm sorry. The bones of Beis Shammai that I said such things. Umastumo shalochem kach. If the ones that I don't understand have such wonderful reasoning, mufurashos alachas kama v'kama, the explicit machlokas that I think I know the pshadin, there must be much deeper ideas behind it. And therefore he was very sad. Amru kol yamav, all Rabbi Shua's days, hushcheru shinaf ibnei Tani Yosef. He fasted so many times, his teeth became black because he was so upset about what he had done. Right? The Achronim point out from here that you learn that even if the point of being mevayish somebody is not just that the busha that the other person feels, because the person was dead already, Bishama was dead already, it's the mevayish himself. The problem is the mevayish, not just the misvayish. Because here, he spent so much time. Quotes from the Aguda. Mikara makar lakach, sha'adam ne'na shalkach, she'medaber shalok karoy, al mesim shokhni afar. Even if you say something about somebody who's already passed on. Shekin Rabbi Shua nitzrach lachaper alkach, avagav she'enem ka'adam chai, she'nifka, v'ne'el avonizok. I might add, it wasn't even one person. It was Beis Shammai. It's Beis Shammai. So you think, okay, there's lashon hara about institutions as well. There's lashon hara about groups of people, if you don't specify. Right, so that's what you learn from here. And you see how seriously he took it. He spent the rest of his life trying to get kapara.
They had separate cemeteries.
What?
They had separate
cemeteries? I know, he went to Kibbeh Beis Shammai. I'm not sure. He went to, but also you see that, what did he do here? He didn't even give him a big insult. He says, I don't understand what you're talking about, Beis Shammai. Right, yeah. Oh, it's interesting. So, right, so some point that you're telling him something that's not the halacha. You're talking about somebody who's not, somebody who's not ready to listen to the halacha totally. Telling him everything might be inappropriate. And once a Rav Rosenzweig once said, he was talking about kiruv. So somebody asked him, if you're being makariv somebody and you don't tell him, all the halachas, as you're being makariv, isn't that a ziyuf haTorah? We discussed a few months ago the kind of ziyuf haTorah. You're falsifying the Torah. You're telling him that this is Shabbos and it's not really Shabbos. So he said, just the opposite. He said, if you tell somebody more than they're ready to hear, so then that's a ziyuf haTorah. Because they think they get a warped view of what the Torah is because you're telling them things that they're not ready to hear yet. So la'at la'at, the Torah is not ready to hear certain parts of Torah, so then you can't tell them it. And it's inappropriate to tell them that. Because all of the Torah is a package deal, of course. It's a package deal, but only if somebody is ready to take the package. If somebody's not ready to take the package yet, so then you can't. So here too, you would say the Amaretz, you can't tell them everything. If you tell them everything, he's going to throw everything away. He won't care about it. Here at least you're giving him an option. If you're giving him an option, so then it's... that is better. Anyway, says the Gemara, let's get back to what we were talking about. Tani mihas. Sorry? Really, it seems to me it's tahar. Really? What, I'm saying, if you're really choshes, if the klicheris is tamei, then everything would be eno chotzeitz. But still, for some reason, is not worried about, if there's a gzeira mishum kelim of namaritz, if it was a kli of namaritz, it was really tamei, even by klicheris, it wouldn't be chotzeitz. Because something that's tamei is not chotzeitz, but phantom. Continues the Gemara. Ketani mihas v'chavalo. So back to our show, right? Back there it says that you do borrow kelim. So alma sha'ali minayu. You see that we do borrow. So what's the context? Remember what we're talking about here. Our Mishnah says that you're allowed to be tovel kli b'tov kli for truma and not for kachim. We explained why. Because it's a maris ayin issue. And by truma, we're not worried about the maris ayin issue because he's going to eat his own truma. So we're asking, but we're going to borrow his kelim to use for our truma. So why aren't we worried about that? Answers the Gemara. Don't worry, so we'll be Tovo. We'll be Tovo the Kalim that we borrow from them. So the Gemara says, Ihachi nehedju lehu beis hillel beis shammai. If we're going to be Tovo them anyway, so why didn't beis hillel answer beis shammai at the end of the Mishnah, where beis shammai says, hey, I'll be mitar the food because he's going to eat that. But the Kalim are shayach to us. So why didn't beis hillel just say, okay, so we'll be Tovo them? Why isn't that the last line of the Mishnah? Kishali minai matulina lehu. Why didn't we say that? Answers the Gemara, no. Tomei meis boi hazah gimel v'zayin umana l'zayin yomi lo mushli inchi. People, no, if we're worried about tomei meis, you have to borrow it for at least a week because you have to sprinkle the Afer Paradum on day 3 and day 7. People don't lend kalim for a week. The Meiri says, even though stam she'elo shloshim yom, the Gemara says a number of places, that's by animals. By animals, they give it to animals for a month. But the Kei, he thinks you need the Kli now. Right, yeah, you need the peeler, so give me the peeler, give it back to me. He doesn't expect it for a week. So the Stam She'el Shloshim Yom is only by animals and not by kale. Oh, I forgot to mention, remember Ahmed Aleph. The whole issue of important Meiri. The Maris, so it's a Maris Ayin issue. We're worried that by Truma we're not so worried, but by Kodesh. What the Amaris is going to focus on whether we're doing Truma or Kodesh. And he's going to say, oh, I'm only for Truma, not for Kodesh. How can we be Mechalik between the two? Once we allow Kli to betok Kli by Truma. Because we're not worried about that Maris Ayin, but we don't allow it by Kachim. But if we allow it by one, he's going to know, oh, I can do Kli b'tol Kli for Truma, not for Kachim. He's not going to be Mechalik. So says the Meiri, he will. Even Ami Haaretz, no Karbanos are different. Even Ami Haaretz are scared of Kachim, and they know that it's different. Truma, so they wouldn't, even if you do it by Truma, they wouldn't make the jump. You have to add that into the Gemara, or else the whole Maris Ayin issue doesn't make sense. So he says, you have to assume that Ami Haaretz will also understand Chilukim between Truma and Kachim. Okay, period. Let's continue. Va'atvila lo mehemni. Is it true that we will not believe them that they were tovel their kalim ame aretz? But Tanya, but the Brisa says ne'emanin ame aretz al taharas tefilas tamei meis. We do believe ame aretz about tahara, about the tefila. Amar Abaya, two answers. Number one, Amar Abaya lokasha habagufa habakelav. No, we trust that if he says that he was tovel, then we'll trust him. But if he says he tovel this kalim, then we wouldn't trust that. Rava Amar or Rava says no, idivid habakelav. Don't both talking about his kalim. But v'lo kasha, when do we trust, when do we not trust? Ha damar me olam lo etbalti kli b'tol kli. If he says, I never dunked a kli b'tol kli, then we trust him. We don't think he's going to lie l'hachas. So if he says, I never did it, so we'll trust him, he never did it. But v'ha damar hitbalti, avalo hitbalti, b'kli she'im b'fiv, k'shaferes anod. But if he says, I did tovel, I never put it in a kli with a tiny opening. To be so medakdek about that, we won't trust him. But if he says, I never did it, we'll trust him. But if he says, I never did this type of tefillah, that we won't trust. But HaTanya, after all, the Braisa also gives an example where we trust him on the general, but we don't trust him on specifics. Ne'eman am ha'aretz lomar peros lo hochsharu. Aval eno ne'eman lomar peros hochsharu v'lo nitzmu. We trust him to say that his peros never got wet. Meaning that they're not hochsharu l'kabel tumah. He knows about that. But once they became wet, to know that no tumah touched it ever, so that's a little more, requires a little more Kpeda, and therefore we wouldn't trust them for that. Period. The Agufo Mimehemin, finishing up. So is it true that we trust him about the tefillah of his own guf? But Tanya, but the Braisa says, Chaver Shemala Hazos Mazan Alamiyad. A Chaver, a Talmud Chacham that comes and he says, I'm Tabi Meis and I need to be sprinkled with the ashes through day 3 and 7. So you do it. He says, if a Chaver comes and says, today's day 3, I need to be sprinkled right now. So we do it. We sprinkle him right away. Amaharit Shemala Hazos. And Amaharit that comes, no. Ain Mazan Alavash Yaseh Bifaneinu Shlishi Bishvi. We don't trust him. We don't trust him by inyanim of Tara. That he says today's day 3, we say tough luck, you gotta wait here 3 days. Right? We don't know if he counted 3 days properly. So you see, you don't trust him even about his own body. Say Elamar Abaya, no. What did we just say? You don't trust him about the days of tefillah. What day it is, but we do trust him about the tefillah. That's exactly the point. Amar Abaya, because we have such chumris at the beginning of the counting that we won't trust him in terms of the minyan, then we trust him at the end, because he's not going to want to go through this again. So he's not going to fool around with about whether he went to the mikvah, didn't go to the mikvah. So that's why we will trust him at the end. Period. Right, so we don't have these statuses bisman hazeh, the status of chaver and the status of an ama aretz. Because an ama aretz, you know, is somebody who obviously knew certain amounts of halacha. He knew kadshim versus truma. He knew certain, but so we don't have really these categories. What's in between? Are we all in between? Are we chaverim? Are we ama aretz? So it's unclear exactly. We're probably somewhere in between. Hopefully closer to chaver. But again, this is we don't have these statuses bisman hazeh. Okay, just finishing up. Let's just do the next little piece. Achurayim betoch. So back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah had said back on Daf Chaf Amabez that the Milah number two was that the back of the kli and the inside of the kli and the base at svita of the kli are all considered separate kalim for truma. That means if one part of the kli, the back, the handle, anything, becomes tameh, so then the rest of it does not become tameh. But by kachim, if part of it becomes tameh, then the whole kli is tameh. So says the Gemara. My acharayim betoch. Where do you have a case of the back and the inside? Kidetznan, as the Mishnah says in Kalim, kli shenitma achorav b'mashkin. Where do you ever have? The Gemara is bothered. Usually we say once there's tuma, the tuma goes across the whole thing. So what do you mean? Just like if the handle isn't tuma all on the kli. So the Gemara, the Mishnah says no. We're talking about the clay, the tuma of mashkin. What's mashkin? Usually, most liquids that we know of, we discussed at the beginning of the parak, most liquids that we know of can't become more than a rishon. Right? What liquid, right? Most mashkin. Right? A liquid touches an av. So then the liquid becomes a rishon. So if there's a rishon, so those liquids cannot midaraisa be metame kalim. As we said, ein adam kalim nitma elame avatuma. That's the principle. But chazal made exera drabana. There are some liquids that are avos. Any mashka that comes out of a zav or a zava or a nida, the spit, any liquid that comes out of a zav and nida, those liquids themselves are avos hatoma mida oraisa. Because of those liquids, Chazal were gozer by all liquids that they should be have the power to be matame kalim. They should be considered avos midrabanan. But because the Chazal knew that it was Xerah Darabanan, they wanted to have a chilik, so people don't get mixed up between the Darabanans and the Daraises. So they said, if these liquids come into contact with the back of a kli, then there will only be matami the back of the kli, not the inside of the kli. Even though, obviously, if the mashke of a zav touches the back of the kli, that's tumah daraisa, it's going to be matami the whole kli. But Chazal said here, that's what Rashi explains here, they made a hecker to make sure that people know that this is tumah darabanan. That's the case here, that's the possibility how you can have the back of a kli and the inside of a kli and the rim of a kli all separate halachas regarding tumah. Because there's only tumah be darabanan. Daraisa, you would never have such chilukim. Says the Gemara, kidetzad, as the Mishnah says, kli shenitma achor b'mashkin, a kli that the back of it becomes tummy through liquids, which are tummy midrabanan, achoref tameim, only the back is tummy, tocho, agno, ozno, v'yadav, but the inside or the rim or the different types of handles are tahorin. But nitma kulo, nitma tocho, I'm sorry, if the inside becomes tummy, then that's the ikker part of the kli, then kulo tummy, then the whole thing becomes tummy even from these drabanan liquids. Because that, then the ikker, the tfalim go after the ikker, even though the ikker doesn't go after the tfalim. Okay, we'll stop here. Tomorrow, B'Hashem, we continue with base Hatzvita, what a base Hatzvita is. Okay, B'Hashem, hopefully by tomorrow or Tuesday, I will have more details about the Siyam next Sunday. Again, we'd love to see everybody there. A mazel tov, whether you will be there or won't be there. But B'Hashem, it's next Sunday morning, and I'll pass on the details when I know them.